91 2NM, if you're looking for love, the first place you need to look at, apparently, is on the television. And you don't know what's going on TV without consulting the Oracle. How are you this morning, my love?
I am overwhelmed in love this week, and I'm going to do something different, I think.
Well, I'm a little concerned. We're talking TV dating. You know my thoughts on these kinds of shows. So what have you put together for us?
So at the moment on the streaming services, they're all putting out their own content. So they're all trying to be another Netflix where they make their own shows.
Yep.
And that includes reality shows. There are two types of dating shows. There are the ones where it's sort of almost, it's a little bit contrived, but it's more a fly on the wall where the camera follows people around on dates. And then there's the second type, which are competitive dating shows. And that's what I'm going to be talking about. These are created by the streamers themselves, reality shows, but competitive dating.
All right. Okay. Hit us with it. Where do we start with this?
Right. So what I've been overwhelmed with is how bizarre these premises go. And I thought I would just go through the main ones that I found because I'm just blown away with how strange the point of them is, I guess, and how people endlessly choose to be on them, even though the chance of finding love is slim to none.
Yeah.
So on Prime, these are prime examples. You have Cosmic Love, where four people of each, ether, like water, air, fire, and earth, get paired up with people whose star signs match them.
Right.
So they all live in a house, and there's four people, and they all live together, and they have to pick out who suits them from, like, a star sign perspective. But they all are, as Zoolander says, incredibly very, very good looking.
Wish I could find that quote to use. Yeah.
The next one is the one that got away, where, like, another, like, group of people, like, there's about half a dozen of them, where the show pulls out of nowhere their exes, comes them back to their high school days, some random hookups that they met, like, on a night out, like, from this weird kind of steamy portal, randos walk out that male, you know, it's just
who
bizarre.
Signs up for that? Goodness me.
But these people are in a show, so they're acting like they're on television. But it's also genuinely surprising when they go, oh, my God, you were my high school crush, or who are you? I don't remember.
Oh, no, even worse.
Right? Then on Prime is Love Struck, hosted by Lindsay Lohan, where they take English people and put them in a fake American high school. And these are people in their late to mid-20s. And they pretend that they're in high school in America, but they're British. And they have to be cheerleaders and geeks.
What? And Lindsay Lohan is hosting it. Well, that's just classic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is so bizarre. Over on Binge, there is, like, weirdest one at the moment. It's called Joe Millionaire. Two guys. One is a multimillionaire and one is poor and nobody knows who's who and they compete for a bunch of women.
Oh.
I think I got through half an episode of that because that was just bizarre.
Yeah.
But my absolute favorite that I watched on Binge, it's called Are You the One? And I watched this through. Basically 20 people, 10 girls, 10 guys, and they're put on an island with a bunch of booze. And they've been, you know, like, quote-unquote, matched up by a computer, whatever. And so they have to, over the course of the show, work out who their perfect match is. What I loved about this one, and this one I recommend, is that everybody is bi. You have 16 people. Some of them are described as non-binary or gender fluid or trans, like there's a mixture. Some of them are clearly guys. Some of them are clearly girls. And they could match up with anybody.
Okay. Well, love is love, as they say.
And that is called Are You the One on Binge, and that is season 8.
I don't know which one of them I'll be avoiding the most. They all sound very detestable.
I just thought I can't go through them one by one. I just thought I would
I'm glad.
I would just love bomb you.
Yes, I feel very much love bombed, to say the very least. If nothing else, we've warned people, as always, that they might be able to avoid something. Now they know a little bit about it. They could either test the water or they could run screaming. I know what my reaction would be.
And would you believe I have another page full that I haven't even discussed yet?
We'll have to do that another time. Perhaps next week on the Monday edition of the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thank you, my love.
Thank you, my love.